Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 29th, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin tonight's call, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 4 Executive Director, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and the leader of our Moore Success Team for over 30 years, and that's my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Randy, what an exciting call. First of all, I want to thank everybody who's been praying for me. I'm still a little under the weather, but I'm gaining each day, so thank you for your prayers. God's still on the throne, and we're still in business. So thank you. You know, Randy, before we start with the main speaker tonight, I'd like to say happy birthday to Ryan, but I'd like to say happy birthday to Joan Buckner, too, because I know exactly how old she is. She's 39 years old today, Randy, and I want to congratulate her on that. And then, of everything, I have a young lady that I've just recently got acquainted with on the phone that I am so very, very excited about. Yeah, her name is Tia Ecker, and I'll tell you what, Randy, she's a business lady. She's been in business for herself. She's now with us. She got in August the 4th, and by August 18th, she's already Fast Start qualified. And for anyone who can do that, I want to give them honor and pleasure. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you one of our rising stars on the Moore Success Team, Tia Ecker. Young lady, it's all your show.
Thank you so much. That was a very nice intro. It almost brought me to tears. I'm very humbled to be here, to be on this call, and I just want to share with those who are out there who feel as though this may be something that it's hard to do. It really is not. You have to focus on, zero in on why you're doing it and who can benefit from it. Everybody in the United States and countries abroad can benefit from having legal representation, whether it is for yourself, whether it's for a family member, you have someone in up in age that needs to get everything documented. This service is 100% perhaps the best thing I've ever seen, and I am in school on a doctoral level, but it doesn't get as simple as this. I was sharing with Mr. Moore that what drew me in, I attended a conference in Charleston, South Carolina, which is 2 hours away from me, and the presentation was beautiful. The speakers were great. Everybody was so excited and on fire about helping other people. And that's my biggest niche, is helping other people. So I said, when my upline, Mr. Kenneth Brown, brought it to my attention, I said, well, how can I help people? Because I'm thinking, for what I do, I can't help in this area. I don't know how to explain law to someone because I'm not a lawyer. However, he brought it to my attention, you're a businesswoman, and you come in contact with people who are in business on a daily basis. So use that as your pulling power. And that's exactly what I do. I build websites, and I tell people when they come to me to build their website for business, are you covered legally? Do you have a legal protection plan for yourself at least? And do you have one for your business? And that's exactly how I took off. I joined one day, and by the end of that week, I had other people who I was pulling in with me, like, hey, this is something we need to benefit us. So I'm just grateful to be a part of this organization, grateful to Mr. Moore for reaching out to me. He was very hands-on, very helpful, and I'm just excited.
Listen, we're very excited about you. We appreciate you very much, and I know when I said rising star, I know that with all my heart, I really meant that. We're looking for you to be an executive director before very long. God bless you, and you have a good evening. Now, Randy, we're going to go to the main speaker tonight. I'll tell you what, I could say so many things about this guy. I could say, you know, he's a network vice president of Utah. Could say happy birthday. I could say he's the top bonus earner this last go-around when everybody won all the money. He won more than anyone else. I could say he just got his $150,000 ring and his $200,000 ring this year. But I guess what I'd like to say is he's a good family man. He's a good godly man. He's worked at this. He's had lots of experience in other things. But, you know, he working part-time, he made an extra $68,000 his first year. And from then on, it was all go. Has a beautiful wife. Is very instrumental in his business. Tonight, I would like to introduce someone I think is a superstar in our business and has only just begun to run the race, Mr. Ryan Burns.
And thank you so much, Mr. Moore. Can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Ryan.
All right. Well, sounds good. And as always, it's such an honor to be able to hop on this call. And with that being said, I hope to bring some value to some people that are listening in. I know that we're all at different levels of the business. Some of us have been here. I mean, listening to some of the introductions, I know there's some people that have been on in Legal Shield, prepaid legal, for 30-plus years. And there's other people who have been in for 30 days, and some people maybe even 30 minutes. Maybe you just got started. And I hope there's something that we can bring to the table for just anybody who's looking to take their business to the next level. And with doing that, let me start off with just sharing my story. Many of you have heard it. Many of you it might be the first time. But when I got started working with Legal Shield, my intention was just to make a little extra money around my full time job. I loved my full-time job. The one thing I did not like about it is I had a 4-year degree in psychology, and I was making $13 an hour. So it's not exactly what you have in mind when you graduate. But thank goodness somebody approached me and said, "Hey, I got something I want to show you. Here's maybe your first note. Here's a good pitch. It worked for me." They said, "I got something I want to show you." They said, "You may or may not be interested." But they said there'd be some free food there. And I laughed and I said, "You should have started with free food. I'll come check it out." And I came to that luncheon that day. I loved what I saw. I wasn't one of the sharp prospects that you get that say yes right away. I said, "I'm going to go home and think about it and do some research." My research consisted of the flag football game I had that later on that day, and I forgot all about it. That was my extent of my research. But fortunately, maybe your second note for today is make sure you follow up. My sponsor followed up with me at least 10, 11, 12 times, inviting me to see another video, to come to another training, to go down to the Las Vegas convention, to come out to a business briefing, to come to a Super Saturday, to listen to a sizzle call. I didn't say no, and they weren't going to stop calling me until I either said yes or no. And, I'm here today because of that persistency that my sponsor had. So thank goodness for that, because you will get some people who say yes at the very first lunch you bring them to, and then you'll get other people who do their research, and which means they're not really going to do research most of the time. But my sponsor, I could say, if maybe she had a little more experience, sometimes I was ready to go, but they didn't pull out the application and just say, "Okay, great, well, what's your address?" I probably would have filled it out sooner than I did. But that being said, make sure you follow up with your prospects, because some of them are slower than others, and I was a little slower, but I got started. And we've done the math at this point for my executive director, for my support team. My business has paid out now nearly $400,000 to the upline. And you can look at that a couple ways. Some people ask me why I'm so focused on recruiting. Why don't I just market the policy, the product, and lead with the product? I don't think there's a necessarily a right or a wrong strategy here. Some might argue one way or the other. I don't think there's really an argument. I think it's just a style preference. Now, I was a young, broke college student. And if you would have approached me with a sexy legal plan, I think that angle probably would not have enticed me enough to really take a look. But I was sick of being on the top ramen diet. I needed some extra income really bad. And I was interested in earning additional income. So the opportunity was the right fit for me. And, when you're brought onto Legal Shield a certain way, you tend to duplicate your business that same way. And because I was interested in the opportunity, I obviously, took that route in exposing people to the business. But, if you look at if somebody would have just sold me a membership, now whether your strategies lead with the membership or lead with the recruit, either way, you could be a recruiting-focused person, even if you're leading with the membership, and as you follow up, making sure they've got their discounts or they've used their perks or that they know how to activate their membership or they've downloaded their application and we're doing the proper retention tips, you can follow up with the opportunity. So you're still recruiting focused. You're still focused on building a business, recruit, recruit, recruit. Don't ever get it out of order. You've just got a style where you're leading with the membership, and that's absolutely fine. I would suggest making sure that recruiting is at the center of your business, and I think most leaders throughout Legal Shield will absolutely agree with that. Because if the person had sold me a membership back 8.5, 9 years ago, they would have made a $200 or $300 commission, and that'd be great. But because they recruited me, $400,000 in income has been paid out to the upline now. And so as you can see, that, you know, we could be losing out on opportunity if at some point we don't follow up and offer an opportunity to people. We just need to find the appropriate ways to do so. Yeah, I mean, I got going in the business. Eventually, I finally made that decision. 4 months in, this was paying me more than my full-time job. 6 months in, I quit my full-time job because, again, I loved my job. It just wasn't paying me well. But I loved working with Legal Shield, and it was paying me very well. That first year, it paid me $68,000, but half of that year was part-time. So I made $68,000 plus my full-time income. You know, so it was a pretty good year. We made nearly six figures that year if you added both of my incomes together. And then the second year, I was full-time in Legal Shield, and I did make a six-figure income just with Legal Shield alone. But now I felt like I was building a business for myself. I was building my future, not somebody else's. And, you know, I woke up in the morning ever earlier than any alarm clock ever woke me up because, you know, I was excited. The second my eyes cracked in the morning, I was really looking forward to what I could accomplish that day. And Legal Shield has been such a blessing. The time freedom that has followed that six-figure income, and we've had years that are big, and we've had years that have gone down a little bit in income, but what I've never lost was the time freedom and the ability to be a stay-at-home dad. Somebody who could set my schedule and, you know, go make a certain amount of money before noon. And if I decided to take the rest of the day off and take my kids to the water park or to the aquarium or to the zoo or to whatever they wanted to do that day, maybe to practice my son's, batting, batting swing or just to be the dad that I wanted to be on the middle of the when the week on a Wednesday at noon, I could be playing with my kids. And there was other times that I chose to put my head down and have just a huge financial day. There were 2-3 month periods at a time when I would go on what we call a 90 day run, and I would work 40, 50, sometimes 60 hours a week on my Legal Shield business because I had a huge goal in mind. And what I've learned is every time I go on one of those 90 day runs where I am absolutely locked in, laser focused for 10, 11, sometimes 12 hours a day, that 3 months can pay me more than a full year used to pay me, and the reciprocal income that would come from that effort can pay me the rest of my life, not just the residual income from the memberships that were marketed, but the relationships and the team members that came on board that in some cases have still are marketing memberships today. You know, sometimes those three-month runs have paid me tens of thousands and in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars throughout the years. So it's just such a blessing because it's not just time freedom and it's not just financial freedom. It's freedom because I don't believe you have freedom unless you've got both. If you got all the money in the world, but you're on a salary working 60, 70 hours a week and it's not your option of really how to set your schedule, that's not free. And when you're not making money, and that's usually called unemployment, you know, and you've got all the time freedom in the world, that's not free because you can't go do anything. You can't afford gas, or you can't afford to pay the bills, or you're always stressing one thing and another. But when you have both, it's such a blessing. This year, we're a little over $200,000, for 2016. I mean, and that's an exciting thing. We've made good money this year, but more importantly is I've been able to be the dad I want to be. And so, I hope just knowing that it's possible, I genuinely believe if you met me the day that I signed up and you saw, we have not been able to accomplish as much as some associates you see in Legal Shield. I'm not a Brian Crothers that broke through $250,000 my first year and broke through seven figures a year a few years after that. You know, that's not my story. But, if you would have met me and seen what we have been able to accomplish, and you would have met me on day one, here's a guy that was 23 years old when I first saw this business, literally buying Top Ramen because that fit the budget, you know, and having zero experience running a business of any kind, being accountable to myself, knowing how to discipline myself, knowing how to follow up and to, you know, set, you know, proper business plans. That was not me. I didn't have any of those skills. I learned everything here. I started in Legal Shield cold with zero business experience, which maybe in some ways ended up being my strength, because when, you know, people like Mr. Moore told me to do something, I did it. You know, I remember being on a plane flight with Mr. Wilburn Smith, and I remember Wilburn Smith telling me stories of the old days, you know, the, you know, walking uphill to school and uphill back, and just some funny horror stories and war stories of his Legal Shield business starting out. But he also told me some really inspiring stories about how they made it a goal to sell 50 personal apps in a month. And then they made it a goal to sell 100 personal sales in a month. And then they made it a goal to sell 50 personal sales in a week. And then they made it a goal to sell 100 personal sales in a week. And I don't remember exactly how big those numbers got on a weekly basis, but I remember thinking, oh my gosh, what a workhorse this guy was. But here he is, you know, several years later, making a multi seven-figure income inside of the world of Legal Shield. And now we know he passed away, but he's left that legacy, that dynasty, that huge business, paying lifetime residual income, paying overrides, you know, to his beautiful, amazing wife, you know, and what a story that was for me 4 months into Legal Shield when I got to ride on his private jet to go do a lunch down in St. George. And I remember there's a lot of Millionaire Club members and executive directors that could have sat next to him, but he said no. When somebody tried to sit next to him, he said, hey, with all due respect, I'd like to sit with the new guy. Ryan, why don't you come over here? And I remember just thinking, man, This is cool. What a dream come true. Not only am I on his jet, but he told me to sit next to him because he wanted to spend time sharing these stories with me. He wanted me to give me the opportunity to ask him questions. And I can tell you, after all those stories that he shared with me, there was one thing that he ended it with after he told me about how they sold 100 sales a week in personal sales, not team, personal. I realized that there is a decision that a man or a woman can make, and they can decide to take their business as seriously as they want to. And the harder you work in Legal Shield, the better you get, and the luckier you get. And you start lucking out and getting some amazing recruits on your team, you know, that everybody else just wishes they could have. And the other thing that I caught was, okay, I can make a decision on what I want to create here. But the other thing Mr. Wilburn Smith shared with me after telling about all those membership sales that he had, he said, Ryan, if I had one lesson to give you, I would say what, you know, Harlan Stonecipher would say, and anybody who's built a big business here would say, recruit, 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 and don't you ever get it out of order. And I just thought, okay, coming from somebody who's gotten so efficient at selling memberships to get up to 100 sales a day. Now, did he stop selling 100 memberships, a week? Eventually, obviously, he wasn't keeping that pace because he didn't need to. Maybe he was putting it in other areas of his life. But it didn't mean he couldn't recruit people who could go sell 100 sales a week. It didn't mean he couldn't go recruit somebody who could go recruit 2, 3, 4 people a week, you know, and pour in those skills that he gained. And you can't gain those kind of skills just in a classroom or on a call like this. You have to go and set an appointment up, go meet with somebody and do a presentation. And he did it over and over and over and over and over again until he just got good at it. He didn't have the manual. He just went and did it. And then he taught other people how to do it. And then eventually he started teaching teachers how to do it. And then he started teaching teachers to teach people how to do it. And, you know, that's why I think you got some of the most amazing stories inside of Legal Shield. So I decided to build a business. I decided to build a team. And when promotions came along, like the one that just did, where they offered a $40,000 bonus for a new associate to do XYZ, I mean, guys, they're not always going to have a promotion like that on the table. And I remember a lot of people, including myself, asked the questions, gosh, that is a lot of work. I don't know if I can get that done in this amount of time. But, you know, because we are reading the right books And because, you know, I have the right workout partner and my beautiful, amazing, inspiring wife, Kate, who was able to get me refocused when I lost focus and belief in me being able to do that. I mean, we went out and we ran for that bonus. And I heard many associates across the nation that were just not excited about it. You know, they had just, you know, figured that one element of that promotion or the other was, you know, just too hard to get. And I can tell you, if you look at what me and my wife did when it came to recruiting, when it came to building, when it came to organizing around our three kids' busy schedules and school and dropping, I mean, no matter how you dice that bonus up, me and my wife had those same obstacles we had to overcome, whether it was the retention element for your entire organization or whether it was, you know, the politics that can, you know, work its way in the business. And you start realizing there's two P's in this business, you know, politics and production. And you can choose one, but you can't choose both. You're either going to go make money or you're going to make excuses or find other things that really don't matter. And you know, thank goodness we got the philosophy from Jim Rohn that said, you know, people have an amazing ability to major in minor things. And we just decided to not let some of the things that can come up in our business and in our lives be the major topics that we go and share. We would make our best effort to be a light everywhere we went and to not be sharing problems and things like that and to not focus on the problems that we were dealing with and to find solutions for the problems that came up. And there were a lot of them. But when we were able to just learn how to just take a breath rather than get overwhelmed and stressed out, we would just take a breath and say, okay, how do we solve this? And we would go and solve it. Well, we were able to get that bonus when I feel like a lot of people could have gotten that what we got and much, much more. I think you just need the belief in yourself. You need the belief in a plan, and you need to lock on to somebody, maybe a leader who can guide you through, you know, that. But don't rely on them to get that bonus for you, but maybe to guide you, you know, through, you know, a plan and then follow it. And, you know, I would say the other element that I learned during that run is that I feel like over the years, we were very efficient at some points in your business when you're working hard enough, really hard, and we were able to get some people fast start qualified and paid and promoted and things like that for January and February and March. But I was just looking over the recruiting numbers for the state of Utah. In January, there were right around 40 recruits that month. And then in February, they were right around, you know, 37 or 41. And then March, they were right around 40, 41, 42. So we didn't have a great amount of recruiting going. And then April, we went up to about 48. And then in May, we went to about 60 or 70. And then in June, we went to 181 recruits. And then in July, we were over 130 recruits. After the promotion was over, nobody was running anymore. But we were able at that point to build a business, to build a team where we were able to get that momentum going. And now our new lows are more than double what our lows were, you know, back just a few months ago because of momentum. But here's something that we did learn during that high-frequency running. Is we learned we were making some big mistakes. We were putting stumbling blocks in our new associate's path. We were getting a new associate on board in February and March when we were doing kind of okay in recruiting, but not great. We certainly weren't getting the momentum we needed to capitalize on this bonus. Not yet, we weren't. But we would get a new associate started, and then we'd, you know, go and set up our game plan interview, and we'd help them set a goal for their why of why they're doing Legal Shield, and we were able to start making a list with them. And then we would make the biggest mistake of all is we would start showing them all the things that just don't matter to a new associate who needs to start making their first phone call. And I found that anything you put in the way of your new associate to make their first few phone calls is just you killing their launch, their opportunity to grow in this business. Let me explain what I believe a few of those things are. You get a new associate started and they haven't made their first phone call and you show them their back office. I think that's stumbling block, one of the stumbling blocks. So now I show them their back office. So instead of making a list and focusing on getting Fast Start qualified and Performance Club, Now I've got somebody digging through their back office, and they're going to find out we've got amazing trainings from Franklin Covey. We've got 400 links they can start clicking on. We've got associate perks and membership perks, and we've got reports, and we've got documents, and we've got flyers, and we've got so many incredible things that I want every new associate to know about eventually, but not before I start getting them to make a phone call. And so I think the order in which we start delivering these amazing tools that corporate has made available to us matters. And, you can run your business how you'd like, and I hope I'm not stepping on any toes, but I want to just be transparent that I realized that we were stopping our own team from producing because we were showing them how to download Prospect by Legal Shield before they even made their list, and we were showing them how to do a lot of things that really just don't matter. Here's what matters. Here's what we realized we could pull off a game plan interview in about 3 or 4 minutes. And I'm not going to go through the whole 3 or 4 minutes, but let me just give you the idea. Hey, welcome to the team. What is it that you want to create? Did you hear about that new bonus, that they've got out there for, Cancun? The Atlantis and the Bahamas, do you realize it only is going to take you 3 memberships and 1 recruit to earn your first pay raise and to be on track for that vacation? Great. Here's goal number 1. What else do you want to create with your business? What are your goals? Why did you join, if you don't mind me asking, so I can help you accomplish that goal? Great. Next. We're about 60 seconds in. I'm not trying to have them break down and tell me their life story. I just want to know basically, here's goal number 1, pay raise promotion, and then why did you join? Step number 2, make a list. Help them overcome those psychological barriers of why they're not going to call that list because they think it's our goal to sell everybody on that list. And I just explained to them, we need 100 people on this list, and I want you to know, and I want you to be able to trust me and when I tell you, it is not our goal to sign up 100 people. It is not our goal to twist any of their arms or to make one of these people feel uncomfortable. It is simply our goal to make sure that they know what you do. The right people will raise their hand. Here's what you don't say. And I'd give them an example of what not to say. Don't call somebody up and start telling them how sexy the Legal Shield membership is and how they can start making money and how there's BMW car bonuses. Don't say any of that. All you got to do is call up every one of these people and tell them, hey, I'm excited about this company I'm working with. I think you'll love it. But even if you don't, I just want you to know what I'm doing. There's the invite. There's the secret of our $142,000 bonus. Because when we did that, when we went from why are you doing it, here's your first step, here's how we get your first pay raise, to let's make a list and we're not going to go and bombard your team. Here's what you don't say, here's what you say, and then we make a dial. That was it. And we'd have people come back with 3 or 4 people 2 or 3 hours later, and we'd get them Fast Start qualified in 2 hours, and then we'd do the same thing for those people. But I'll tell you what we didn't do to bring a new associate who joined at 9 a.m. to 12, 13, 14, 15 counters by 9 p.m. that same day. We didn't show them their back office. We did not download Prospect by Legal Shield. We did not show them how to use Shake. We did not show them how to use Ask Legal Shield. We did not show them any of those things that will absolutely destroy your new associate's launch. All of those things, by the way, I want every one of my associates to know how to do. Maybe I do that after I got them paid and promoted. Maybe I take the next step and I show them one more thing. But I feel like that was the one tip that we learned in a high frequency, making, when we were laser focused on those goals. What we learned is we needed to make this simple, and we needed to distract our team from all the noise that can come through all the great things that we have in Legal Shield. Find an appropriate time to show them those things, but when you get somebody in, guys, get them paid and get them promoted. With that being said, Mr. Moore, I'm just going to go ahead and turn the call back over to you, sir.
Wow, what a lot of information. You know, that is good for the new, and that is good for the old. We need to take it to heart. You're absolutely right. Appreciate everything you do, Ryan. I'm going to turn it to Randy, but thank you, and thank you again. Randy?
Well, Ryan, we don't really have a lot of time left tonight, but I want to tell you how much we appreciate you and Kate for stepping up on our team and for being there to train. And you did an awesome job tonight, and I know a lot of people are already starting to text me, let me know the great tips that you gave them tonight. So keep up the good work. Went from 100,000 to 200,000 in 1 year, and you're going from 200,000 to what next year?
300,000, sir, before convention.
I love it. Great job, Ryan. Appreciate you very much. Mr. Moore, back
to you.
Folks, it was a great call tonight. I know you enjoyed it just as much as I did. Again, thank you for your prayers for me. And let's just keep on putting God first, family second, legal shield third, and everything's going to work out fine. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.